Coming to you from the heart of Vietnam, this is Mr. Richards, ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. Welcome one and welcome all. I am your host, Mr. Richard. Thank you for tuning in. This is the 30th episode of ESL in Ho Chi Minh City, Basic Banking Vocabulary. Today's lesson is cut and dry. I give you the word, then I give you the basic definition. We will also try a few exercises to review. A transcript of this episode can be found at our website, eslhcmc.podomatic.com. If you are looking for more vocabulary, exercises, and intermediate or advanced lessons, please contact myself or Teresa Chung at eslhcmc@gmail.com. Ask us about becoming a privileged member. Now, let's get down to business. Banking business, that is. Here are some of the most common words used in everyday banking. Money. Well, if you don't know what money is, I cannot help you. Please pause this podcast and seek professional help. Welcome back. Okay, now that everyone knows what money is, let's move on. Currency. Currency is a specific form of money, such as dollar, dong, or euro. Funds. Funds are a sum of money. Denomination. Denomination is a set numerical series of values of a currency, such as $1, $2, $5, $10, $20, $50, and $100. Cash. Cash is physical money. To cash. To cash means to exchange a check for the specified cash amount. Bills. Bills are physical paper money. Change. Change is coins, generally of lower denomination. Also, the funds not used and returned in a transaction, commonly used as to give change or to make change. To make change can also mean to exchange cash denominations for the same amount in different lower denominations. Break. To break, in banking at least, means to make change. Transaction. Transaction is the exchange of services or goods, typically currency, for a product or service. Financial institution. Financial institution is a general term for any business that collects or lends money. Bank. Bank is a business that collects or lends money. Credit union. Credit union is a not-for-profit cooperative institution that collects and lends money. Central bank. A central bank is a government-controlled bank that controls the money supply and interest rates. Interest. Interest is a charge on borrowed money, usually a percentage of the amount borrowed. Principal. Principal is the amount borrowed that interest is calculated for. Fixed rate. Fixed rate is an unchangeable interest rate. Variable rate. Variable rate is a changeable interest rate based on predetermined conditions or calculations. Account. Also, bank account is a contractual relationship between a person and a financial institution. Balance. Balance is the amount of money collected and held in an account or amount of money owed on loans. Account statement. Account statement is a detailed summary of an account which includes transactions, balances, and interest. Deposit. Deposit are the funds held in an account or a transaction adding to the funds held in an account. To deposit means to add funds to an account. Withdrawal. A withdrawal is a transaction subtracting from the funds held in an account. To withdraw. To withdraw is to subtract funds from an account, usually done by the owner of the account. Teller. Teller, or bank teller, is an employee that generally does basic account transactions for customers. Loan officer. A loan officer is an employee that helps customers borrow money from the financial institution. Interest-bearing account, or interest-earning account, is an account that pays a percentage of the deposit held over a specific amount of time. Dividend. Dividend is the amount of interest earned from the interest-earning accounts. Checking account. A checking account is a type of account usually used for expenses and transactions that pay others. A check is a written order of repayment authorizing a financial institution to withdraw a specific amount of funds from a checking account to pay a specific person or business listed on the check. A cashier's check is a collected or prepaid order of repayment issued directly from a financial institution to pay the specific person or business listed on the check. Money order. A money order is very similar to a cashier's check, but is generally used for small amounts. Checkbook. A checkbook is a general term for the binder or small notebook used to hold unused checks, as well as to record check information and balances. Savings account. A savings account is usually an interest-earning account that is generally not used for expenses. A CD. A CD is short for Certificate of Deposit. It is a type of account that earns a fixed amount of interest for a fixed amount of time. Generally, the funds are held in the account and cannot be withdrawn without a penalty fee before the maturity date or the end of the fixed amount of time. A time deposit is another term for a CD. Transfer. A transfer is a withdrawal from one account that is used as a deposit for another account, generally within the same financial institution. A wire transfer. A wire transfer is a transfer between two customers at two different financial institutions. ATM. ATM is short for Automated Teller Machine, sometimes called an ATM machine incorrectly. It is the computerized banking machine used for basic transactions. It commonly uses plastic cards to identify a customer and their accounts. ATM card. An ATM card is the general term for a plastic identifying bank card, in most cases used only for savings account transactions. A debit card is a plastic identifying bank card, most commonly used for checking account transactions. Check card is another term for debit card. PIN. PIN is short for Personal Identification Number, sometimes called a PIN number incorrectly. It is a short numerical code generally used to identify the owner of an ATM or a debit card. Loan. A loan is a contract between two entities, such as a person in a financial institution, where one agrees to lend the other a specific amount of money under specific terms of repayment and interest. lend. To lend is to give a loan, to extend credit, or to advance funds with an agreement of repayment. Invest. To invest is to spend money or credit with the purpose of making a profit as well as repayment. Investment. An investment is the amount of money invested. Collateral. Collateral is any property used to secure a loan, or property that would be sold to repay a loan if the loan was not paid as agreed. Equity. Equity is the value of collateral that is free to use as repayment if the loan is not paid as agreed. A secured loan. A secured loan is any loan that uses collateral. An unsecured loan. An unsecured loan is any loan that does not use collateral, such as a credit card loan. A line of credit. Line of credit are funds that can be borrowed and, once repaid, can be borrowed again. Revolving credit. Revolving credit is another term for a line of credit. Credit card. A credit card is a plastic identifying bank card generally used for transactions on an unsecured line of credit. Grace period. Grace period is the amount of time between a transaction and the first day interest is to be applied. Credit history. Credit history is a record of loan repayments and related data used to determine the risk of extending credit. Fee. A fee is a specified charge for a specific transaction. Annual fee. An annual fee is a type of fee charged once a year. Endorse. To endorse means to sign your name in agreement, generally on a check ready to be cashed. Okay, now let's review these terms. Currency. Funds. Denomination. Cash. To cash. Bills. Change. To give change. To make change. To break. Transaction. Financial institution. Bank. Credit union. Central bank. Interest. Principal. Fixed rate. Variable rate. Account. Bank account. Balance. Account statement. Deposit. Withdrawal. Withdraw. Teller. Loan officer. Interest bearing account. Interest earning account. Dividend. Checking account. Check. Cashier's check. Money order. Checkbook. Savings account. CD. Certificate of deposit. Time deposit. Transfer. Wire transfer. ATM. Automated teller machine. ATM card. Debit card. Check card. PIN. Personal identification number. Loan. Lend. Invest. Investment. Collateral. Equity. Secured loan. Unsecured loan. Line of credit. Revolving credit. Credit card. Grace period. Credit history. Fee. Annual fee. Endorse. Alright then, now let's try a few exercises to test your knowledge. I will read a short paragraph, and then ask a few questions about the paragraph to test your knowledge. Here we go. I want to put $20 into my account and cash a $100 check my brother wrote me. I endorse the check and give it to the teller. She gives me a $100 bill. I ask her to break it. She gives me 3 20s and 4 more bills. I give her one of the 20s and ask her to please deposit it into my checking account. She gives me a receipt that shows the transaction. She shows me the balance on the receipt. It is less than it should be. I check my checkbook and tell her that the balance is $5 off, and I don't remember making any withdrawals for $5. She tells me it is a $5 annual fee. I smile and say, "Oh yeah, I forgot banks commit robbery too." She does not smile back. Okay, time for those questions. If I had no money in my wallet when I entered the bank, how much do I have when I leave it? What denominations do I have? What type of account did I deposit my brother's check into? What type of transaction does the receipt show? If the balance in my checkbook is $500, what is the balance printed on the receipt? If the checking account was opened 11 months ago, how many other annual fees would have been charged? This scene describes more than one transaction. Can these transactions be done as a single transaction? If yes, how? Okay, if you'd like the free answers to these exercises, please write us at eslhcmc@gmail.com. I'd like to thank everybody for listening, and don't forget to write us, eslhcmc@gmail.com. Also, check out our website, eslhcmc.podomatic.com. That's eslhcmc.podomatic.com. Updates are posted about 3 times a week. Thanks again for all your questions, comments, and suggestions. Keep them coming. I also wanted to thank TropicalFlower81 for the generous donation. Thank you for your support, and donations like yours enable us to post these free podcasts. This has been a Mr. Richard's podcast. I am your host, Mr. Richard, signing off from Vietnam. Peace, love, and